स्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। I'm going to read in the fourth chapter, I'm going to simply read from 45th verse. I'll read them, then I'll stop where I exactly stopped.
Shastranyadhitya medhavi abhyasya cha punah punah paramam brahma vijnaya ഉൽക്കാവത്താന്യഥോ സൃജേത് ഗ്രന്ഥമഭ്യസ്യ മേധാവി ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന തത്പരഃ പലാലമിവ ധാന്യാർത്ഥി ത്യജേത് ഗ്രന്ഥമശേഷതഃ തമേവ ധീരോ വിജ്ഞായ പ്രജ്ഞാം കുർവീത ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ നാനുധ്യായേത് ബഹൂൻ ശബ്ദാൻ വാചോ വിഗ്ലാപനം ഹി തത് തമേവൈകം വിജാനീഥ ഹ്യന്യാ വാചോ വിമുഞ്ചഥ യച്ഛേദ്വാങ് മനസി പ്രാജ്ഞഃ ഇത്യാദ്യാ സുതയ സ്ഫുടാഃ അശാസ്ത്രീയമപി ദ്വൈതം തീവ്രം മന്ദമിതി ദ്വിധാ കാമക്രോധാദികം തീവ്രം മനോരാജ്യം തഥേതരത്.
I think let us see from here. There is ശാസ്ത്രീയം ദ്വൈതം അശാസ്ത്രീയം ദ്വൈതം. Of course, duality is very natural. The perception of duality is inevitable, unavoidable in life. Living one's life means duality is inevitable, unavoidable. But this duality, is it real or not? It is not unreal. If it is not unreal, then is it real? No, it is not real also. But it is mithya. It is seemingly real. But so what then? What is seemingly real is mistaken to be absolutely real, which is samsara. Then what is bondage? Why there is a problem of samsara? Why there is problem of going through experience of pairs of opposites? Why there is dukkham? Why there is sorrow? That is samsara. Why there is samsara? This samsara, this life of transmigration, fraught with experience of pairs of opposites, fear, etc., is bondage. The bondage of samsara is due to mistaking this mithya duality to be satyam. What is empirically real is mistaken to be absolutely real. Therefore, if one has to free oneself from bondage of samsara, then one has to discover what is absolutely real, and what is absolutely real is non-dual reality, non-duality of the reality. There is reality which is non-dual, advaitam satyam. So discovery of non-duality of reality or discovery of non-dual reality is discovery of what is absolutely real. I'm repeating so many words, okay? Discovery of non-duality of the reality, or discovery of non-dual reality is actually discovery of what is absolutely real. And discovery of what is absolutely real in terms of discovery of non-dual reality will help us understand the fact of this duality being, this world of duality experience the waking state being mithya, being not real. If the understanding is there, then there is no bondage. Therefore, Advaita Jnanam, Advaita Darshanam is important to understand the mithyatvam of duality. It is not to eliminate the duality. Is it clear? Knowledge of non-duality. What is this knowledge of non-duality for? Knowledge of non-duality of reality. Knowledge of non-dual reality is not for undoing the duality, not for negating the duality, but to understand the mithyatvam of duality. Understand the fact of duality being mithya, not real. But this mithya, again this duality, so it is very natural. We cannot undo it. We should not undo it. We cannot undo it. It is natural. There must be cognitive appreciation of what is absolutely real, what is non-dual reality. So this, even Shankara Bhagavatpada does not say we should give up duality. We have to understand the mithyatvam of duality. So here, he is saying that this dvaitam is twofold. Shastriyam dvaitam and ashastriyam dvaitam. Dvaitam is inevitable, but still, what is shastriyam dvaitam? If a person understands how duality is, how life is, duality is inevitable in life, but the duality being mithya has to become very clear, for which one has to have non-dual reality, knowledge of non-duality of reality. And in order to accomplish, attain that jnanam, to prepare one's mind, one, a person who is given to the Vedic way of life, lives life karma yoga, follows dharma consciously, strictly, prudently, then even though he is there's duality in his life, still it is shastriyam dvaitam. But ashastriyam dvaitam means the person who does not have purushartha nischayaha. There is no commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. There is no knowledge of the value of dharma. Therefore, there's no such a thing called following the life enjoined by the shastram. The person lives the way he wants to live. Then there's dvaitam is there. Okay, in every ajnani's life there is dvaitam. But if the ajnani who is given to the study of the scripture and who follows the life enjoined by the shastram, being taken care of, being ethical and religious, then his dvaitam is shastriyam dvaitam. Person does not follow dharma, doesn't live life enjoined by the shastram, then there is ashastriyam dvaitam. Now, we are going to say new verse. 49th verse.
Ashastriyamapi dvaitam tivram mandamiti dvidha kamakrodhadikam tivram manorajyam tathetarat. Ashastriyamapi dvaitam tivram mandamiti dvidha kamakrodhadikam tevram manorajyam tathetarat.
See, ashastriyam dvaitam is also dvidha, a twofold ashastriyam dvaitam, non-shastric duality. Ashastriyam dvaita means non-shastric duality, non-scriptural duality is twofold. Okay, ashastriyam dvaitam twofold. It is tivram dvaitam, mandam dvaitam. Tivram dvaitam, mandam dvaitam. there is dvaitam. Naturally, dvaitam is. There's no way of undoing dvaitam. Yeah, dvaitam is you are trying to undo the dvaitam means you are knocking yourself off. You have to disappear from here for the dvaitam to be resolved. And it is impossible. You cannot be destroyed. No, amazing. The fact. You cannot be destroyed. நீ இருக்கியே கல்லூலி மங்கன் சாமிஜி யூஸ் டு சே தட் ஒன்னும் ஒன்னும் பண்றதுக்கு இல்ல துவைத்தம் போகும் துவைத்தம் கேனாட் பி யூ மஸ்ட் டிசப்பியர் த துவைத்தம் டு பி ரிசால்வ் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் சோ துவைத்தம் வில் ஆல்வேஸ் பி தேர் பட் துவைத்தம் பீங் மித்யா ஷுட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் துவைத்தம் கெனாட் பி நீட் நாட் பி டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் ஆர் ரிமூவ்ட் negated. Dvaitam being mithya should be understood. That is the most difficult thing. This world of duality which I'm experiencing, I'm enjoying, I'm perceiving is not absolutely real. It is only seemingly real. This is a mind-boggling fact. Because for us the world is so real. Understanding how it is seemingly real is enough. We don't need to undo anything. And to understand it's only seemingly real, we need to understand what is absolutely real. That is why Shastram is repeatedly emphasizing the knowledge of Advaita Darshanam, Advaita Jnanam, Advaita Satyam. Why Advaita Darshanam repeatedly emphasized? Advaita Jnanena Eva, Advaita Satya Jnanena Eva. No? Dvaitasya mithyatvam will be clear. And here he says, this ashastriyam dvaitam also is twofold, tivram mandamiti. What is, if, see, in it is very natural, the person who's, for all the human beings who see this duality, the world of duality, knower known duality, individual total duality as real, whoever sees this duality as real, in whose perception this duality is very real, for them very natural to go through emotions mentally. Kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam, all these six will be inevitable. The degree may vary from person to person. The proportion may vary from person to person. These six-fold emotions, six-fold states of mind, thoughts, modifications are inevitable for every human being. So we don't need to tell Shastram at all, I'm okay. No, Shastram says, no, you are not okay. You are a human being. You are a jnani. There are these six-fold. And these sixfold are these phenomena actually are said to be sixfold enemies. Shad ripavaha, shad arayaha, shad shatravaha, you know, shad chatravaha, shad ripavaha, you know, kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam. At least four of them will be there, six, even if six of them are not there. But all six of them are naturally there on the part of every human being. Shastram already tells that you don't need to say. If you have disease, how can you be free from the symptoms? The symptoms are shown up or not, expressed or not, still symptoms are dormant. Now Shastram says, the disease is definitely there. Definitely Ajnana Roga is there. Advaita Ajnana Rogaha is there. There is the disease of knowledge, ignorance of non-dual reality. And because of that Rogaha, there is what? This Dvaitam is mistaken to be real. Because when the Dvaitam is mistaken to be real, naturally there'll be symptoms of the disease of Ajnanam, Advaita Ajnanam. In terms of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. no, I don't get angry at all. I'm very calm. If you say all these things, there's no jealousy at all in me. Shastram says, if its symptom is not revealed outside, it is dormant in you. Okay? And in case there's no proper situation which can trigger those symptoms. Symptoms are there. So, and those symptoms, when they're really revealed in day-to-day life, seriously, very strong, there are people who have strong anger, so strong hatred. The sight of the person I can't handle. No? Very strong emotions. So much of anger, you can break things. Jealousy is very strong. Hatred is very strong. Anger is very strong. No, even the pride is so strong. Very strong means actually solidified. Okay. Like something is solidified. Very strong emotions that they cannot be managed at all. Now, unmanageably strong emotions are there. Then dvaitam is tivram dvaitam. So much of anger, which are very strong, and very strong hatred, you know, very, those are already pre-consumed notions. There's no openness, you know, then that is, Saul, no, strong dvaitam is called tivram dvaitam. Tivram dvaitam. Where the kama krodhadikam are very strong, very, very strong. Then we call it tivram dvaitam. Tivram dvaitam. Which means the emotions become very firmly crystallized. Then they can't be handled at all. Uncontrollably, they'll make you a slave. Suppose, sometimes anger may be there, but you're able to manage your anger means you are not becoming a slave of your anger. You're not becoming a slave of your desires. You're not becoming a slave of your even the thoughts in terms of jealousy, hatred, etc. Then you're able to manage your desires, manage your thoughts. Then those emotions are not crystallized and strong. Then that desire, that dvaitam is what? That dvaitam is manorajyam. If these emotions are very strong and not at all manageable, they enslave you, they are crystallized and strong, you're enslaved by your emotions. Your actions are governed by your emotions, governed by your thoughts, not by your knowledge of right and wrong. Then duality is tivram. Tivram dvaitam. Anger comes, you don't even think, and then anger results in reaction, which means their action, the external action, is governed by your anger, not by your knowledge of right and wrong. Dislikes and dislikes arise. If your actions are governed by your likes and dislikes, not by all your right and wrong, then you are not managing your likes and dislikes, then you are a slave of likes and dislikes. Because they're very strong, crystallized likes and dislikes. Similarly, the jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, I can include. These six alone are in the form of all other damaging emotions. Even this, then they're manageable, they're managed using one's willpower, using one's knowledge of right and wrong, one's actions are governed by knowledge of right and wrong, then the duality is not tivram. That is, not tivram means it's called manorajyam. What is manorajyam? Having the emotions natural. It's very natural for having sixfold enemies in terms of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryam. If they are managed, we cannot undo them. But if you are able to manage them using your willpower, using your knowledge of right and wrong, and they are not allowed to get crystallized. Okay, they are always means those non the emotions are allowed to be, get stronger and crystallized, which are managed, handled very well by living a life of dharma. The commitment to live a life of dharma, using one's free will and using one's right and wrong, then that dvaitam is called manorajyam. Manorajyam is what? One dvaitam. But tivram dvaitam, manorajyam dvaitam means not very strong duality. Light duality, the light sense. Whereas tivram duality means very strong duality. If it is managed duality, emotions are manageable, then it's easy for you to gradually get rid of them. It is strong and crystallized, very difficult. Therefore, kama krodharikam, entertaining these sixfold enemies inevitably, unavoidably, is how in keeping with the condition, we can say duality is twofold, tivram and ativram. Ativram is meant by the word manorajyam. See, it's purely this Vidyaranya Swami's his own language. Manorajyam means one's own world, okay, created by one's own kingdom, projection of one's own mind. In manorajyam, actually, ativram dvaitam, tivram dvaitam, ativram dvaitam. Ativram dvaitam is meant by the word manorajyam. Okay, we'll see next verse. Ubhayam tattva bodhat prak prang nivaryam bodha siddhaye. You are not learning anything very newly, okay? Actually, what has been repeated for us to change. Ubhayam tattva bodhat prang nivaryam bodha siddhaye shamas samahitatvancha sadhaneshu sutam yatah. Ubhayam tattva bodhat prang nivaryam bodha siddhaye shamas samahitatvancha sadhaneshu sutam yatah. Ubhayam tattva bodhat prang nivaryam bodha siddhaye shamas samahitatvancha sadhaneshu sutam yatah. So here, therefore, our Vidyaranya Swami, having mentioned, now at least you must be very 100% clear, dvaita anubhavaha, experience of duality, perception of duality, cannot be destroyed, need not be destroyed, need not be eliminated. Dvaitam is natural. Only our perception of duality needs correction. That we should not mistake it for absolutely real. For which we need vision of non-duality, non-dual reality. That's okay. Now, the dvaitam is to this dvaitam, that is ashastriyam dvaitam is twofold. Which is tivram dvaitam, then manorajyam. Now, these twofold, whether it is tivram or ativram, anyway, this duality has to be negated. It has to be removed. He says, ubhayam tattva bodhat prang nivaryam bodha siddhaye. He says, ubhayam means what? Ubhayam means both. Ubhayam means both. What both means? What both? Ashastriyam dvaitam. Both tivram ashastriyam dvaitam and ativram ashastriyam dvaitam in terms of manorajyam. Both have to be resolved. Nivaryam. Nivaryam is a potential passive participle. It means both have to be eliminated. Not physically eliminated. Both have to be resolved cognitively. Anyway, dvaitam has to be resolved. Whether ashastriyam dvaitam has to be resolved. Whether it is tivram or ativram, it must be resolved. Nivaryam. So prak means before. Prak plus nivaryam, that consonant has become a nasal because it's followed by a nasal of dental nasal. So prak has become prang. So guttural nasal is replaced by dental nasal because of the following nasal. Prak nivaryam, prang nivaryam. It has to be removed when, bodhat prak. Before what? Both have to be resolved before tattva bodha, before the attainment of knowledge. Why? Attainment of knowledge itself is possible only if they are resolved. If they are managed. So here, duality, how can we dissolve duality? It's not that what he says here is, both tivram ashastriyam dvaitam, ativram ashastriyam dvaitam in terms of manorajyam, both have to be nivaryam, both have to be eliminated, resolved, before the attainment of the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because otherwise attainment of knowledge of the truth itself is not possible unless and until we resolve them. Knowledge of the truth itself is not possible. Tattva bodhat prak. Tattva bodha, knowledge of the truth. Tattva bodhat prak, before the attainment of knowledge of the truth, it has to be resolved. So, tattva bodhat prak nivaryam. Why? Bodha siddhaye. He makes very clear. Bodha siddhihi. Siddhihi means accomplishment, achievement, attainment. Siddhihi. Siddhaye for the fourth case. For the attainment, for the accomplishment, or for attaining knowledge. For the attainment of knowledge, for accomplishing knowledge, for achieving knowledge, before the attainment of knowledge, one must take care of resolving this both tivram or ativram, manorajyam, ashastriyam dvaitam. One must take care of. One must see that it is not there. Only then knowledge itself is possible. It means before even a person makes any attempt, he wants to, tries to know the truth. Okay. Now a person listening to Shastram repeatedly, he has Purushartha Nischaya. And he understands, moksha is my ultimate choiceless end. No choice. I have to discover it. Unless and until moksha is discovered, there's no way of becoming free from samsara. Samsara is inevitable. Dukkham is anivaryam. Dukkham will be anivaryam. As long as dukkham cannot be removed at all, unless and until one discovers this fullness which is already there. And for discovering the fullness, one had to discover the very truth. Therefore, knowledge is inevitable. So I want the jnanam. If a person has his jnana udaya, he has this understanding with the purushartha nischaya, if a person becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge, And what is that what is the instruction is given by Shastram? Okay, very well and good. You're interested in attaining jnanam, you want to be committed to the pursuit of jnanam, you desperately are searching for jnanam, but before you make any effort to attain the knowledge of the truth, first of all, you prepare yourself for the attainment of knowledge. Any effort you do to attain jnanam without taking care of your emotions, without managing your thoughts, without handling this your mental condition, your effort will be a vain effort. So, tat bodhat prak ashastriyam dvaitam nivaryam. It has to be taken care, removed, resolved. Ashastriyam dvaitam tivram va manorajyam va ativram va. Whether it is, it is manageable thoughts or unmanageably strong crystallized thoughts, doesn't matter. There will be big hindrance. They have to be taken care of. Okay? What should I do for that? So, that's why, see, people always come and ask, I understand everything. Why? It's all theory for me. Nothing is happening for me. They want something to happen. After the bodha, they're so restless. I understand everything. They can memorize everything. Tattvabodha, they memorize Tattvabodha text. And they can translate every word very clearly. They understood very well. They can even give classes also. No, not only Tattvabodha, any text. Because, oh Swaminiji, somebody asked me on Sunday class, Sunday evening class. Everything, I'm understanding everything very easily. Why? Still I don't have that moksha. I don't still experience it. I don't get any. No, they want. The problem is, without understanding, no moksha possible. After understanding also, moksha is not there because the mind is not yet prepared. Isn't it? So that is very, very important. This is, that's why dvaitam is inevitable. So that's why, understand what is shastriyam dvaitam, the ashastriyam dvaitam, that also have now completely tivram and manorajyam, ativram. And anyway, this dvaitam has to be ashastriyam dvaitam, tivram or ativram should be definitely resolved. When before even you make any attempt to know the truth. Tattva bodhatu prak ubhayam nivaryam, for what? Bodha siddhaye, for the accomplishment, for accomplishing knowledge, for the attainment of knowledge. Otherwise, attainment of knowledge will be impossible. Okay. And he says, shamasamahitatvancha sadhaneshu srutam yataha. So, shamaha samahitatvam. The word shamaha means mastery over the discipline, the mental discipline. Shamaha means mental discipline, which means having mastery, having the discipline of having mastery over one's ways of thinking, one's thoughts, one's emotions. Which means, shamaha does not mean undoing the thoughts. Be very careful. All this Ashtanga Yoga, people want to undo thoughts, drop thoughts, kill thoughts. My God, what all words they use. Okay? First of all, to understand, we cannot touch thoughts, okay? We cannot go near thoughts, completely are in the hands of thoughts. Therefore, thoughts are part of us. We cannot destroy the thoughts, undo the thoughts, negate the thoughts. Thoughts have to be resolved cognitively. So, but initially, thoughts have to be managed. Okay? And the shamaha is a discipline, mental discipline, which means being able to manage one's thought modifications. Vritti pramana. Being able to manage one's thoughts, master one's thoughts is shamaha. And so Shastram emphasizes very, very important for one to have shamaha. If shamaha is there, then we can manage. Shamaha is very important. The word shamaha actually implies tivra absence, you know, the tivra, it's a tivra ashastriyam dvaitam can be, has to be handled the shamaha. Okay, shamaha. Then we also say, how can we have shamaha? Shastram emphasizes repeatedly shamaha is important, shamaha is important, shamaha is important. But only Bhagavad Gita teaches how we can have shamaha. Upanishads teach, Upanishads emphasize the fact that one must have mastery over one's mind, one's emotions, one's thought, no? One must be able to manage one's thoughts. Upanishad gives this instruction, but how to manage those thoughts is not given in the Upanishads. Only Bhagavad Gita, from 2nd chapter to the 18th chapter, whole Gita, wherever possible, Krishna teaches the way of life, how one can handle emotions. Understand? This is something is lacking in all other cultures. Because why I should know the value of values? Why I should follow values? And how I should follow values? Why dharma anushtanam is so important? Dharma anushtanam, living one's life in conformity with dharma, is emphasized so much in Bhagavad Gita, mainly for handling, managing one's emotions. Because the more I give importance for dharma, more I think before I do anything, even though however strong emotions I have, I don't let my actions be expressions of my emotions, but I see that my actions are governed by my knowledge of right and wrong. That's so much important. It's very important. This is dharma is emphasized so much. Only it is knowledge of dharma. It is making the best use of knowledge of dharma and making the best use of one's willpower will help one manage one's emotions. That's why, the attitude in how, whatever I am doing, how I am doing, why I am doing. An attitude in how I see my situations, where the people, situations, wherever I am, how they're all prasada. So this is prasada buddhi, isharpana buddhi, and commitment to dharma. All these, you know, help living a life of karma yoga is emphasized repeatedly, is the only way of life then to manage one's emotions. Then it's possible for one gradually to have shamaha. Having mastery over one's thoughts, especially emotions. Emotions do arise, but they don't get revealed, expressed in my behavior, that there is no damage is caused externally, in terms of relationship, etc. Okay, this is shamaha. Then samahitatvam. Samahitatvam means being focused. Samahitaha. Let me tell you the word. Samahitaha is adjective. The focused minded is called samahitaha. Samahitatvam, having the status of being the focused person. So being focused, it implies mental steadiness. There is no mental steadiness. There is no focus. Why? We're so distracted and you're so disturbed. You're so restless, agitated. So shamaha stands for mental purity and samahitatam stands for antakarna naischalyam. Okay? Antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naischalyam, or chitta shuddhi, chitta naischalyam. Steadiness also very important. And how does steadiness come? No? These two will be possible. Samahitattam cha sadhaneshu sutam. That yataha, because yataha, that is why sadhaneshu, when the qualification, sadhana means qualification, when the qualifications required for jnanam are mentioned, there importantly, the Shatka Sampatthi, the sixfold disciplines are prescribed. sixfold disciplines are prescribed as one of the four qualifications required for jnana. So viveka vairagyam, then samadhi chakka sampatti. This the sixfold disciplines are sixfold discipline prescribed as one of the four qualifications. That shamaha is emphasized. Shamaha samahitattvam. Mental purity and mental steadiness are always emphasized as the means, the qualifications required for knowledge. Sadhanesha sutam. We would have heard during our study. That's what here Vidyarani Swami also reminds us. Therefore, he also repeats the same thing. Now, see, Tivram Ashastriyam Dvaitam is there. Or Manorajyam is definitely there. Now, how are we going to handle that? Only, that's why we have to have Shamaha. We have to have the discipline of Shamaha. We must have the discipline of Samahitattvam. We must have focused attention. We must adequately, mentally pure also. For which we have to strictly follow the life enjoined by the Shastram. Which means Ashastriyam Dvaitam must be converted into Shastriyam Dvaitam. Thereby you can become prepared for Jnanam. Once you attain the Jnanam, in spite of perceiving the world of duality, you can resolve the duality cognitively in the vision of non-dual reality. Okay. Go to the next verse. Is it okay? Is it clear? Okay.
Bodhadurdhancha taddheyam. Bodhadurdham chatadheyam jivan mukti prasiddhaye kamadi klesha bandhena yuktasya nahi muktata.
I always just see how thoughtful Pujya Swamiji was. When he was asked to prepare the module to teach Vedanta first in the Gurukulam in Chinmaya Mission, long ago, he chose Tattvabodha. Even he prepared Tattvabodha. He found this book, Tattvabodha, and made it the first book to introduce people to study of Vedanta. An amazing book of all important technical terms and the discipline, etc., that comes beautifully. Now, even there in a Swami, in his book, we can see on all his different verses, he repeats a teaching. It's easy to relate to, isn't it? Because of this understanding of this teaching of Tattvabodha. Okay.
Bodhadurdhvancha taddheyam jivan mukti prasiddhaye kamadi klesha bandhena yuktasya nahi muktata. Bodhadurdhancha taddheyam jivan mukti prasiddhaye bodhadurdhancha taddheyam jivan mukti prasiddhaye kamadi klesha bandhena yuktasya nahi muktata.
Again, same lesson is given with differently. Why? Because this teaching is so important. See, if we are very strong mukshuhu, a very strong jignasuhu, definitely you will pay seriously attention to what is being emphasized repeatedly. Otherwise, why he repeats? You will think that way. Without feeling bored, Swamiji should say, if anybody feels bored in the class, which means the person's purusharthan nischaya is not there. Okay. See, bodhad urdhvam. We said first, earlier, in the previous sloka we saw bodhat prak. Tatta bodhat prak visa. Now he repeats the same thing. Bodhat urdhvam. Prak means before. Urdhvam means after. Tattva jnana utpatti anantaram. Bodhat urdhvam means urdhvam anantaram. Prak before. Urdhvam anantaram. Why? Because unless we have shamaha, unless we have samahitattvam, unless we have mental purity and mental steadiness, unless we are able to manage our emotions, unless our thoughts are not taken care of, with the commitment to live a life of dharma, then knowledge is impossible. So he says, not only without having managed one's thoughts also, even struggling to manage one's thoughts also, if a person is given to the study of the shastram, study of the shastram definitely will help one resolve ignorance. Jnanam will take place. No doubt. Shastra patanena, shastra adhyayanena jnanam tu siddhyati eva. Knowledge does take place. But he says, bodhad urdhun cha means what? Bodhad urdhun, even after the attainment of knowledge of the truth, bodhat urdhvam, bodhat anantaram, tattva jnana utpatti anantaram, even after the rise of the knowledge of the truth, jivan mukti prasiddhaye taddheyam, tadheyam, please listen, tad heyam. Heyam. Heyam means that has to be eliminated. That has to be resolved. Tat, tad plus heyam. Because of sandhi becomes tad heyam. Note that in the class I'll ask you, Sanskrit class. Tad plus heyam. Tad plus heyam. Tad heyam. That has to be removed. That has to be resolved. That has to be sorted out. What? Ashastriyam dvaitam should be taken care of. Ashastriyam dvaitam means what? The perception of duality involving, contributing for unmanageable strong emotions and also emotions. Okay. That ashastriyam dvaitam in terms of entertainment of emotions should be taken care of, should be sorted out. Tad stands for ashastriyam dvaitam. Tivram atava ativram, manorajyam. That should be heyam. Heyam means varjitavyam. It should be given. Even when, not only before the attainment of jnanam, even after the attainment of jnanam, one has to take care of these emotions. The question may arise, oh, you said the emotions are not managed, attainment of knowledge is not at all possible. No, what I'm saying, of course, the emotions are very, the tivram, very strong, emotions, definitely knowledge is not possible. But with the manageable emotions, with the managed emotions, being given to the study of the shastram, one can attain jnanam. Jnanam does rise. If a person is whether qualified or unqualified, the person is given to study of the shastram, knowledge, there will be tattva jnana utpattihi. There will be rise of knowledge of the truth. But even the person, I'm not qualified, but still I studied the shastram. I got jnanam. I know now. I'm Brahmasmi. I understand these teachings. People may say that. And here Vidyanaswami says, tattva jnana urdhvam, போதாத் ஊர்துவம் ஞானாத் ஊர்துவம் தத்துவ ஞான உற்பத்தி அனந்தரம் அப்பி தத் ஜேயம் அசாஸ்திரியம் துவைத்தம் மஸ்ட் பி ரிசால்வ்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஆல் ஸ்ட்ராங் இமோஷன்ஸ் மஸ்ட் பி ஹேண்டில்ட் வை பிகாஸ் ஃபார் வாட் ஜீவன் முக்தி பிரசித்தையே ஜீவன் முக்தி பிரசித்தையே பிரசித்தி மீன்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட் சக்சஸ் அப்சல்யூட் அச்சீவ்மெண்ட் For the absolute accomplishment, for the absolute end, absolute success in terms of freedom while living. Jeevan Mukti Prasiddhaye, for moksha praptihi, even after the attainment of knowledge, one must take care of these emotions. Otherwise, Jeevan Mukti is not possible. Freedom while living, discovery, accomplishment of moksha is not possible. What does it mean? The doubt must come here. You've been telling us knowledge is freedom. Knowledge and moksha are identical. And how do you say, after the attainment of knowledge, still moksha is not attained? How do you say that? You may ask the question. You get what I'm saying? What he wants to say, Hivdhyarana Swami, moksha, of course, knowledge and moksha are identical. Discovery of the truth, knowledge of the truth, is knowledge of what happiness is, knowledge of what moksha is, that is true. But what he says, to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, one may attain jnanam without even being qualified for jnanam. Still, what happens, one cannot enjoy the benefit of jnanam unless one has absolute, one has mastery over one's ways of thinking. Okay, jnana prapti is possible, but jnana phala prapti is not possible. In fact, jnana praptyartham, you need certain degree of mental, degree of mastery over mind and senses. Even after jnana prapti, to enjoy the jnana, to have the jnana phala prapti, to enjoy the benefit of jnanam in terms of jivan mukti, one must take care of one's mental condition, one must take care of one's emotions. Why? After jnanam, still doubts will be there. If the doubts have to be resolved, if a person has to involve oneself in the discipline of mananam, reflecting upon what has been heard, understood and retained, one has to retain. Knowledge is, understanding is not enough. People do understand very sharp. They listen, understand the teaching. After understanding, people are not able to retain. To retain, mind must be relatively pure and steady. It's not simply retaining. What has been retained, you must be able to dwell upon, reflect upon what has been retained. Mananam is not possible. The mind is not adequately pure. Therefore, doubts cannot be resolved. The doubts are not resolved. Doubtful knowledge is as good as ignorance. Which means you are not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. If at all a person has doubt-free knowledge, then one must be able to dwell upon what has been clearly understood. One must be able to contemplate upon continuously on what has been doubtlessly clearly understood. One must have contemplative disposition of the mind. If still one side I have a clear understanding of the Shastra teaching, one side I'm not able to manage my emotions, still I become a victim of the anger, my own anger, other side, okay. I allow myself to become the victim of this, my own anger, my own jealousy, my own hatred, my own things, sometimes emotions. Don't need to feel bad about it. They're all somewhere, some situations they trigger, they do surface. One side I have clear understanding of Shastra teaching, one side I still have unmanaged emotions. They sometimes, uncontrollable, my behavior is uncontrollable sometimes. Which means that it is impossible for such a person to be able to contemplate. That's why Pujya Swamiji in Gita, you must have said that sentence, contemplative disposition of the mind, meditative disposition of the mind, means being able to dwell upon calmly without any disturbance, being able to dwell upon, contemplate upon what has been clearly understood is not possible. There's no focus. People come to class after class after class, not able to dwell upon because so many things disturb us. Why? Because still there's no mastery over one's thoughts. Okay? So Vidyarana Swami makes it very clear, very, very thoughtfully he presents. Somehow going for the classes, one may have jnanam. That jnanam will be useless. There'll be doubtful jnanam or unassertained jnanam, unassimilated jnanam. Not assimilated means it is impossible for one to resolve one's habit-caused errors. One side there's jnanam, the habitual errors cannot be resolved. Forgetfully, habitually, one may continue to be erroneous. In spite of jnanam, in spite of knowing, once you go to America, the car seat other side, still it is possible for you to go the wrong side because of the habit of having driven other side in other countries. In spite of jnanam, habitual errors will be there. And habit-caused error also contributes for same samsara. Error, whether ignorance-caused error or habit-caused error, error will cause a problem. Which means there's no, so it is very important for us to entertain the contemplative disposition of the mind to be able to repeatedly dwell upon what has been clearly understood in order to ascertain. Only then we can enjoy the benefit of the knowledge in terms of Jivan Mukti. Therefore, Jivan Mukti Prasiddhaye, he says, Bodhad Urdhvam Api Heyam. Bodhad Urdhvam Api Heyam. Jnana Utpatti Anantaram Api Ashastriyam Dvaitam. Tivram Ashastriyam Dvaitam may not be there for a person who has attained Jnanam. But still there is Ativram Manorajyam Ashastriyam Dvaitam will be there, which has to be resolved, which has to be taken care of. Otherwise, Jivan Mukti is not possible. So, Jivan Mukti Prasiddhaye, Jnana Utpatti Antramapi, Ashastriyam Dvaitam Heyam. It has to be taken care of. Is it clear? Which means, how important it is to pray to Bhagavan to bless us with a strong will and always the clear understanding of right and wrong so that we do not do wrong things. That is why dharma anushtanartham bhagavataha anugraha is always prarthyate. Always we have to pray for Bhagavan's grace to be able to live consciously a life of dharma. Very important. Otherwise, there's no way of managing, handling our thoughts. There's no dushta hata in the world. Dushtam manaha. There's no wicked, there's no wrong person. It's all the thoughts. Unmanaged makes a person a rogue. Who is a rogue? Everyone is potentially divine. The mind is dushtam manaha, means confused, chaotic, unmanaged thoughts. No, they get extreme of behavior. And when others become the victims of the wrong behavior of a person, then we call his dushtaha. That's why mind has to be taken care of. Okay. Bodhad urdvam cha taddheyam jivan mukti prasiddhaye. Okay. Now what is important? Before the attainment of jnanam, antakarna shuddhi, antakarna aishwaryam is important. Attainment of jnanam. Even after the attainment of jnanam, one must have the contemplative disposition of the mind in order to assimilate the teaching, understanding, to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, for which also one must manage one's thoughts. Okay, next slide. Kamadi klesha bandhena yuktasya nahi muktata. Nahi muktata. See, na muktata. Muktata means, see, muktihi freedom. Mukta means the liberated person. A participle, liberated, freed. Muktata is a noun. Having the status of being the liberated. Enjoying the status of being freed. Mukti adainda nilai. Having the status of being the liberated, that mukti status is impossible. Na muktata. Not there. The status of being the liberated is not there. But he emphasizes never at all, not at all possible. He emphasizes nahi muktata. It is not at all possible to have the status of being the liberated. Means mukta is impossible. That's what he says. For whom? Yuktasya. For the one who is endowed with. Endowed with what? Yuktaha means the one who is endowed with. For the one who is endowed with what? Endowed with bandaha. One who is endowed with kamadi klesha bandaha. Kamadeha means what? Kama. Adi shabda stands for the rest of the five. Kamadi. Kamaha. Desire. Adi shabda stands for krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam. Kama adi means kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadayaha. Okay, six. You can include what? Even fear, anxiety, etc. Six include all of them. Okay. Kleshaha, pain, afflictions. Bandaha, bondage in the form of emotional bondage, in the form of afflictions such as caused by sixfold enemies such as desire, etc. For a person who is still bound by kleshena bandena yuktaha means one who is bound. For him, kama klesha kleshadi bandena yuktasya nahi muktata. Jivan mukti is not possible for him. That mukti is impossible. Again, he repeats the same thing. That everlasting freedom. Same thing is repeated. The mind is still afflicted by அது இமோஷன்ஸ். காம கிளேஷா கிளேஷ பந்தேன யுக்தஸ்ய முக்ததா நாஸ்தி. சேம் ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் ரிப்பீட்டட். See, Vidyaranya Swami in second and repeated that. Muktata nahi. Jivan mukti prasiddhaye. Also one has to take care of these emotions. Means, see, there need not be any guilt about having likes and dislikes or desires in any form of desire. Any desire. Desires are very natural. There need not be guilt at all. Oh, I still have disease. Don't need to, there's no need to be, need to have guilt, to be guilty about having disease, likes and dislikes, anger or jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety. One need not be guilty about entertaining any thought, because Shastra sanctions for one to have the thoughts. Because why Shastra has to sanction? Shastra cannot go against the nature, because very natural for us to have those thoughts. And any emotion which is rises in the form of a thought is what gets triggered from what is latent and dormant in subconscious. All did that, even including pain. That's why there's no fresh newborn, fresh anger, fresh jealousy, fresh hatred, fresh fear, fresh anxiety, fresh pain. No, really, nothing. Nothing is fresh. It is already old, in dormant, latent in subconscious, untriggered. As long as they're not triggered, we think we are Mahatmas. But there is a situation, the situations will be there for everyone. In any given situation, different situations can become triggering instruments for all different people. And there's some given situation and given phenomenon in form of desire or like or dislike or hatred or anger or fear or anxiety may surface. In surfaces, we do, sometimes we are not even aware it is surfacing. Sometimes you are very, very, very subtle minded. You can be aware of that such as, oh, this anger has come. If you are not subtle enough, you won't be aware of even that you are angry. So they'll be there. Diseases are natural. But only thing is, and those diseases, if they are, you know, they can be fulfilled in keeping with your age, in keeping with your, you know, diseases are natural. Diseases can be fulfilled through righteous means, in keeping with the ashrama, in keeping with the age. Suppose 85-year-old Tata. No, I want to have a grandson, I want to have a son for perpetuation of dharma. It's too late. The desire is natural, not wrong. 85-year-old. So what he says, unfortunately, I never had a son before. I had only daughter, or I didn't have any children at all. But anyway, Shastram says I should, you know, I had to perpetuate dharma. I need a child, so I want a son. The desire is okay, but it is not practical. That is why we had to be thoughtful. Isn't it? Any desire is natural. We don't need to try to undo the desire, analyze the desire. This age, this time, no, this period, this ashrama, this physical condition, this mental condition, this financial condition, okay, and all you have to think about, and that's why there are duties that differ from ashrama to ashrama. Grihastha ashrama is diseases. What some diseases are practical, acceptable, appropriate for grihastha ashramas. Some diseases are appropriate for vanaprasthis. The boy who is still 17, 18, he wants to, I want to go to the ashram and study Vedanta and sit there and become a sannyasi. Not right. He has a desire. Not right. A really mature person will not even ask, I want her desire. No. Which person of which ashrama should have which desire? Isn't it? Diseases may arise any, you know, all jumbled diseases can arise anywhere. But diseases must, likes and dislikes must be handled. How? Using one's knowledge of right and wrong. And even right and wrong, still there may be force. Then use your will. Say no. That is why pray, we have to pray to Bhagavan to bless us with the strongest will to live a life of dharma. That's the only way we can manage our this ashastriyam dvaitam, manif in the form of experience of what? Entertainment of strong, you know, emotions. So emotions are not wrong, unless management of emotions is very important. Okay? That's what he says now. Unless this ashastriyam dvaitam, in terms of tivra ashastriyam or manorajyam, is carefully taken care of, handled the commitment to dharma, living a life of karma yoga or shastra enjoined life, otherwise it is impossible. Even jnana to prak, it is jnana utpatti, is jnana prasiddhi, jnana siddhi is not possible. Unless even somehow you manage to get jnanam, then jnana mukti, jivan mukti prasiddhi is impossible. Then if you are not able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, that jnanam also is of no use. To attain jnanam is very important. Heyam, it has to be removed. It has to be taken care of. What? Ashastriyam dvaitam, in terms of handling of emotions, the emotions have to be taken care of. Even if you have jnanam, then jivan mukti prasiddhi is possible only if there is management of emotions. Contemplative disposition itself is possible only if you have managed your thoughts. He again repeats, kama kleshadi bandhena bandha yuktena nahi muktata, he says. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.